Federal, state, and local law enforcement authorities are working on a national plan to make information sharing more effective. Their research has led them to an obscure, quasi-private organization that has been running its own nationwide crime intelligence network for almost half a century. Paula Whistle of member station KPLU in Seattle reports.
About 75% of the major police departments in the United States are members of this group. Still, most people have never heard of it. The Law Enforcement Intelligence Unit, or the LEIU. The group's mission, it says, is to fight organized crime and terrorism by facilitating intelligence sharing among its members. The LEIU doesn't gather this intelligence on its own, according to Dick Wright, a police captain in Simi Valley, California, and current head of the group. Instead, he says it maintains a nationwide database stocked with computerized index cards from local police intelligence units.
Index cards contain the subject's name, the type of crime or suspected crime that that person is involved with, criminal associates, those kind of basic information.
Wright says LEIU acts as a pointer system. For instance, an officer investigating a car theft ring in one city can be linked up with other jurisdictions where the group has operated. This might seem like the sort of system the FBI would maintain, but Wright says historically the FBI hasn't shared intelligence. In fact, he says the reason local police in the Western U.S. founded LEIU back in 1956 was because they were frustrated the FBI wouldn't pass on what it knew about the migration of organized crime from the East Coast.
Because we couldn't obtain the information from the federal government, we had to have a way to share information among agencies on the local and state level.
As law enforcement officers, members of the LEIU are allowed to swap police intelligence with each other for the purpose of crime prevention. They've done this largely out of the public eye for the last 47 years, and that's something that upsets civil liberties groups. They're concerned that while the LEIU handles confidential police intelligence, it's still a private organization and so not subject to any public or government oversight. Larry Gossett, a longtime county councilman in Seattle, agrees. He has a personal reason. 34 years ago, although he didn't know it at the time, both the FBI and the Seattle police were spying on him while he was a student activist at the University of Washington.
You know, tapping phones and knowing who my girlfriends were.
The local police created an index card for Gossett and sent it on to the LEIU. A subsequent lawsuit against the Seattle police for inappropriate surveillance forced the city to retrieve the card, which Gossett was then able to read.
They put mode of operation on everybody. And the mode of operation for Larry Gossett was advocate of third world causes. Now, if that's criminal or terroristic, we're in trouble in America.
Other police spy trials in the late 1970s turned up similar tales. LEIU Chair Dick Wright acknowledges police made mistakes during the Vietnam War and civil rights era.
They were trying to respond to the disruptions in the street, the riots that were taking place across this country, and ensure public safety. So they would infiltrate these groups, and sometimes they ended up infiltrating peaceful groups that had no intent to break the law.
He insists LEIU no longer keeps cards on political activists, and he says there are now strict standards about what intelligence is appropriate for the LEIU to collect from local police departments. For example, an index card can only be filled out on someone if there is concrete intelligence that the suspect is likely to commit a crime. However, Mickey Gendler with the ACLU says the danger here is that a local police department might still collect inappropriate information.
If there are renegade or bad-acting police departments, they're like a virus because they use the LEIU to share their information. The other LEIU members may not have a way of distinguishing the good from the bad.
Gendler points to revelations that the Denver police just recently spied on activists and even kept files that labeled some criminal extremists. Still, the LEIU reiterates that bad information won't make it into its system because of its guidelines. Attorney Steve Strong specializes in public disclosure law. In the 1970s, while with the ACLU, he filed a lawsuit to force the LEIU to show how it operated. He says from what he saw, the organization seems well-meaning, but he is concerned that its decentralized structure could easily create problems.
I think the more fundamental question about LEIU is the fact that it's composed of 250 or more different police departments all around the country, and there's no legislative or other political accountability that gets to tell them what to do.
The Law Enforcement Intelligence Unit contends there is accountability because each police department is subject to local oversight. As more agencies look to gathering and sharing information about the public, the LEIU may come under increasing scrutiny, both from those seeking to emulate its practices and those who find them troublesome. Eventually, the question of whether a quasi-private organization has the right to maintain secret police information may end up in the courts. For NPR News, I'm Paula Wissel in Seattle.